the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Even with the best of intentions, regular exercise or activity can cause injury. But experts across many disciplines would warn against jumping in too quickly or sitting on the bench too long. Today, I have Dr. James Hackney, Associate Professor of Physical Therapy at Missouri State University, as my guest to discuss resuming a running regimen after injury.
If somebody's had an injury, the ability should come back in kind of stages. You know, it's sort of like a pyramid. And specifically, first you need to have adequate range of motion of the joints. Now, you don't need actually lots and lots of range of motion in order to do running effectively. You mentioned while we were preparing for this interview that you know people, runners, who have had plantar fasciitis. And really the treatment that gives people the most bang for their buck after plantar fasciitis is stretching the calf muscles, you know, and that's pretty easy. Once you have adequate range of motion, you need to have adequate strength of the muscles that are involved. But the thing that is interesting about running and kind of unique is the velocity. So with running, the lower extremities, the feet and legs, behave like springs. So they compress and store the energy, and then they release the energy with every step. And that's happening at a really high velocity. So that is the thing that makes running or jumping or high velocity activities like that a challenge. So the sequence is first range of motion, second strength, third, perhaps endurance, do non-impact type exercise. And then once the endurance is redeveloped, then go ahead and start with the running.
There's an old saying that says, it's like learning to walk again. But Hackney would argue that running and walking are quite different.
Walking and running, so far as the muscle activity and movement patterns, resemble each other in some ways, but there's a lot of ways in which they differ. The intention with walking is covering a long distance with a minimum amount of energy, because, you know, we are evolved hunter-gatherers, and we would hang around in a certain area, valley or something, until the food supply was pretty much exhausted. People would have to walk for long distances with very little food supply until they got to the next place. So the intention of walking is to really preserve energy. And it does so through the preservation of momentum. Each step slows you down as much as the end of that step speeds you up. And so for that reason, you don't have to fight inertia very much. Running, by contrast, as I described before, the lower extremities behave like a spring. So the energy preservation strategy of the body during running and jumping is to store the energy and then release it.
From his research in the field, Hackney offers these helpful tidbits to keeping your body moving.
If one looks at the lower body of a bunch of people individually, we find that the thigh bones are turned in slightly different ways. We find that the shin bones are turned in slightly different ways. You know, that the feet are kind of different from each other. But the important thing is that most people adapt successfully to their own anatomical variations. You know, so when you're buying running shoes, for example, the important thing really is buying ones that have the right shape to them. There are people who need some help adapting to, you know, these anatomical variations, you know. So for these people, you know, one way that they might go are things like they're called foot orthotics or shoe orthotics. You've perhaps encountered them, those shoe inserts. I think that those are helpful for people in order to give them some external support while the tissues are healing, while the muscles are strengthening, so that they can adapt to their own anatomical variations. But, you know, that period of adaptation is finite, you know, and then my recommendations would be that they wean away from the inserts, for example, as they do adapt.
That was Dr. James Hackney, Associate Professor of Physical Therapy at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.